not like a lake. A lake has walls around it, doesn't flow. A river flows. And out of your belly will flow lakes, rivers. So you have to move for a river to flow. You gotta, when you have a hose, right, and it's constant flow of water through it, and you throw it in a mud puddle, how do you keep the mud puddle, the dirt, from getting in there? Keep it going, right? If you turn it off, what happens? So as you allow the river to flow through you, and don't just get ankle deep, don't just get knee deep, don't get waist deep, jump in, let it carry you. Amen?
Amen.
I'm serious. There's no getting out. If you pray for God to make it rapid, the rapid waters, that you can't possibly get to the sides even if you wanted to, then you'll die, and it's good to die. Amen? All right. So it's his inheritance in the saints. Okay. Yeah, now I can go there. Okay, I want you to go to Thessalonians. Please. Is this making sense? Yeah? Okay. Good. You can throw anything at me, I'm good. Yeah. I got to be on a plane for, I think it's 12 hours. I pray God sets me between Muslims. I don't got anything else to talk about. So we can talk and stuff and just love on them. And God will just give me something about them to love them. Okay, 1 Thessalonians 5. I would encourage you to read all of it, the whole word. It talks about praying without ceasing and everything, give